ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara starts, the Mishnah had said that Dine Mamanis Machzirin Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chayva. One of the differences between Dine Mamanis and Dine Nefashis, by Dine Nefashis, if the Bezdin makes a mistake, it depends. If they made a mistake to be Mechayiv someone, Misa, to sentence him to death, and they found that it was a mistake, of course they reverse it and they exonerate him. If they made a mistake to patter him, to exonerate him, and then they find that it's a mistake, they leave it that way, they don't reverse the decision. When it comes to monetary law, whatever mistake they made, whether it was to obligate someone to exonerate him, either way, if it's a mistake, they reverse it and they make the din the correct way. So the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah Mechayris that says not the way. The Mishnah says, Donis Adin, Zika Sachai, Vichiva Sazakai, Timia Satar, Vatira Satame, Masha Asa Asli Vishalami Besai. If a dayan judged a din and he obligated someone who was pater, or he exonerated someone who was chayiv, or he made something that was tameh tar, or the other way, tar tameh, whatever he did was done, the din remains, and he has to pay for the damages from his own money. So an obvious contradiction, the Mishnah says that you do reverse a din if it's a mistake, and the Mishnah Bechari says you do not. So the Gemara has three terutzim, sach hakol. The first teretz is, it depends if he's a dayin mumcha or a dayin she'ena mumcha, and we'll speak about that at length. There's a big machlokes yishenim, which is which, and what the maskan of the Gemara is, and we'll see. That was Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Then we have the teretz of Rav Sheshes, that says it's the difference what the mistake was. Is it a tayus bedvar mishnah? They made a mistake about something which is explicit, a mishnah, or like the Gemara says, even if it's not a mishnah, something which is beferish, or a tayus b'shikol hadas. They made a mistake, it wasn't beferish, but they paskin wrong a shayla of shikol hadas, and we're going to be ma'arich about that. And the third teretz is Rav Chista that says it depends if the dayan was nasa v'nasim b'yad. If the dayan merely paskin, so then he does reverse it if it's a mistake. If the dayan actually physically carried out the psak, he put the money from the hands of one to the other, that nasa v'nasim b'yad, in that case, you do not reverse the psak. And Bez Hashem, we'll try to explain each of the three terutzim. There's a machlekes Rishainim, Rishainim discuss it. Some Rishainim hold that all three terutzim are not arguing with each other. They're all correct. In other words, a tais b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer, and a tais b'shikol hadas, if he's not nasa v'nasim b'yad, it's also chayzer, and if he is nasa v'nasim b'yad, then it might depend if he's a mumcha or not. But all three terutzim could agree with each other. Some Rishainim hold, the Ramah holds this way, and others, that all these terutzim are arguing on each other. Now Taisa says, and others, that there might be a machlekes between the different Amiron, but that's clear that everyone agrees that a Tais b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. So Tais b'dvar mishnah is b'chlal not a psak, it's nothing, and there's no way that this psak is kayim. But by a Tais b'shikol hadas, then you can discuss it. You could say it's always not chayzer. You could say that it depends if he's a mumcha or not. You could say it depends if he's nasim v'nasim b'yad or not. And in the psak halacha gufa, there are very yeshitas in the Rishainim. There are some Rishainim hold that Rav Sheshes teretz is the only teretz we pass like. And everything depends. A tayis b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. A tayis b'shikol hadas is never chayzer. And that's that. The Rif goes with the teretz of Rav Chista. He also says that a tayis b'dvar mishnah is always chayzer. And a tayis b'shikol hadas, he goes to the teretz of Chistus, b'chlal not tali if he's a mumcha not, it's all tali if he was nasa v'nasa b'yad. And the Rosh goes with the Teretz of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. That's not totally at all if he's Nasa and Nasa Miyan. It's all totally if he's a Mumcha or not, or Yesh Gadol Mena B'chachma V'minyan, like the Gemara explained. And all these shittas are brought in the Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat and Siman Chafei. Again, we have the shita that the Maskanas of Gemara is it only depends if it's a Tais B'dvay Mishnah or Tais B'shikal Adas. We have a shita that a Tais B'dvay Mishnah is always Chayzer and Tais B'shikal Adas depends if it's Nasa V'nasa Miyan, the shita of the Rif and the Ramam. We have the shita of the Rosh that doesn't hold to the Chilak of Nasa V'nasa Miyan. The Maskana instead holds of the Chilak of Mumcha and Galamena Mechachmu V'minyan. So let's start the Guf of the Gemara. The first Teretz was Amr Rav Yosef Leikasha Kamba Mumcha Kamba She'enei Mumcha. And Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that a Mumcha could reverse the Psak. If a dying Mumcha makes a mistake, and afterwards he says that it was a mistake, and like we said, according to the Rishayim, we're talking specifically about a Tayyis B'Shikal Adas, so he could reverse it. That's our Mishnah. Mashenka in the Mishnah there is talking about an Einei Mumcha. An Einei Mumcha cannot reverse the Psak, and Rashi explains the reason. Because the Baal Din could tell him, Mi'eim the Tama Basha the Dach Iker, Dil Mektama Kam Iker, Uvahayu the Ta'isa. How do I know that your second Teretz is the correct one? Maybe your first one's the correct one. Maybe you made a mistake now. A mumcha, you can't tell him that. A mumcha would know which one is the correct. If he changes it, obviously the second one's the correct and the first one's a mistake. And ain't a mumcha, we don't know. Maybe he made a mistake the first time, maybe he made a mistake the second time. So therefore he can't be chayzer. That's how Rashi learns. So the Gemara asks the kasha of Akhtani, Emayim mumcha lebezim pata milashalim. How could you say that the Mishnah Mechayris that says that you're not machzer is because he's an ain't a mumcha? That same Mishnah says, "Imayim mumcha lebezim patim l'shalim." So that Mishnah sounds like the same Asha Asa Asi applies by an Eina mumcha in the Reisha, and by a mumcha in the Sefer. And the only chilek is an Eina mumcha has to pay, and a mumcha does not. So you see clearly that the Mishnah Mecharis applies even to a mumcha. So that's a steer to the Teretz that kama mumcha kama she'ena mumcha. We're saying a mumcha could be chayzer and an Eina mumcha cannot, but the Mishnah Mecharis in the Sefer is talking about a mumcha. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, kan sheish gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan, kan she'ain gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan." And Rashi explains, if there's somebody greater than him b'chachum v'minyan, then he could be chayzer because the gadol that's greater than b'chachum v'minyan will be machzer him. Will say that the first thing is a mistake and the second one is the correct one. And since he's gadol b'chachum v'minyan, so we rely on him that it was a mistake. Mashen came when there's no one that's gadol b'chachum v'minyan. So he can't say he made a mistake. Because how do we know that the first is a mistake? Maybe now he's making the mistake. So the problem is like this. The Gemara doesn't say El Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is not seeming to be telling us a new teretz. The Rav Yosef said a chilti mumcha and ein mumcha, and Rav Nachman says it's b'chol not tali and mumcha and ein mumcha, it's all tali and God made a mechachem a minyan or not. But l'chaya, that's what Rav Nachman's doing. If Rav Nachman's answering the question that a mumcha could only be chayzer by gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan, so kum deis a mumcha and ein a mumcha are the same. If it's gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan, it would sound like l'chayr kol shkein ein a mumcha could be chayzer because the gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan is greater than him, he's not even a mumcha, so kol shkein the gadol could be machzer him. And if he's not gadol mena b'chachum v'minyan, so Rav Nachman's clearly saying that even a mumcha cannot be chayzer. Even by a mumcha, we tell him that how do we know that your second thing is correct? Maybe your first thing is correct. So chayyur of Nachman's hagdara of kansha gadam and mechachu v'minyan kansha eingad mechachu v'minyan, the chayyur doesn't work with Rav Yosef. So chayyur we lost the teretz of kama mumcha kama she'ena mumcha, and the shita segemar is not mashman that way. The shita segemar is not mashman Rav Yosef teretz is shlagdam and el amar of Nachman a new teretz. Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Khan sounds like we're still going with Rav Yosef's Teretz. So there are a few Mahalchim and Yerushalayim on this. Rav Yosef says, Ein Echinami. It's taka not totally on Mumcha and not Mumcha. Now, Rav Nachman's explaining that Rav Yosef's Teretz of Khan B'Mumcha, Khan B'Sheinah Mumcha, doesn't apply to the Dayan. That's not the point. The point is, the Gadol who's Gadol Mena B'Chach V'Minyan. Now, it's kam b'mumcha means kam when I have a mumcha, which is gadol mimena b'chachum v'minyan to be machzer. Kam b'sheinah mumcha, meaning Not that he's chayzer, but another rav, another dayan, wants to be machzirim, but that dayan is not a mumcha, meaning he's not a gadol men mechachim of minions, he can't be machzirim. So kum dais, la alocha lefidis nemuki yosef, it's takanat toli if the first dayan was a mumcha or not. It's toli on one thing. Be'etzem, even a tais b'shikal adas is chayzer. No, as opposed to a tais b'dvar mishnah where it's clear there was a mistake, a tais b'shikal adas is not clear. So therefore, the Baal Dover could always say, I don't know that it's a mistake. Who says it's a mistake? I think you probably were right the first time, and now you're making a mistake. So if you have someone who's gadol from the first dayan, then you don't say that. The gadol says, no, the first one was a mistake. And this is the correct psak, and you have to listen to the gadol b'chacham v'minyan. If you don't have a gadol b'chacham v'minyan, even when the dayan's a mumcha, he cannot say it's a mistake because he can't prove it. The Baal Dover would say, I don't know, maybe now you're making a mistake. But the Rosh and the Yad Ramah, they say it goes together. They say that the teretz of Rav Yosef and the Teresh of Nachman go together. You need two things in order to be chayzer. A, the only one who's chayzer is a mumcha. If you're not a mumcha, it's not chayzer. And B, even a mumcha could only be chayzer if there's a gadol men of a chacham minyan saying that the second one is correct and the first one is incorrect. Even if you're a mumcha, if you don't have a gadol b'chacham minyan, you also can't be chayzer because me'echet heiser, you made the mistake first, maybe you're making the mistake now. But the shaila is, what's a svara? What's the svar that an enei mumcha can't be chayzer? Bishleima, before we brought in the gadol b'chacham minyan, so we're not talking about with another dayan's involved. There is no other dayan involved, so then I understand. An enei mumcha, him, I don't trust him that he's that he made a mistake the first time. Maybe he's making a mistake now. A mumcha, if he says he made a mistake the first time, I trust him. I say the first one's a mistake, and I go by what he says now. But now they were saying even a mumcha can't say that he made a mistake. Even a mumcha, if he says he made a mistake, we say, I don't know, maybe now you're making a mistake. And the only reason why the mumcha could be chayzer is because he's a gadol men chacham minyan saying that the first one was a mistake. So I was like, koshken ain't a mumcha should be able to be chayzer. So the Rosh and the Yad Ramah say, ain't a chinami. And sorry it should be that way. But we're pretty upset about this ain't a mumcha. And ain't a mumcha, what are you paskening for? Especially if you made a mistake. So we don't want to give the Eina Mumcha the easy way out and just reverse the psak. No. You're paskin, you made a mistake, you got to live by it. Even if we have a Gadol Men B'chacham V'minyan that's saying that it's a mistake, we don't allow that. The one you made a mistake, you keep the money, and you got to pay from it. Sounds like a Tachanis Chachamim Hazah. It's interesting. Why don't we say that by a Torah B'dvar Mishnah? Vayis the Torah B'dvar Mishnah is B'chalal Nishkim Sak. Tobadai Mishnah, we don't want to be Mekayim the Psak altogether. That's Ishki Psak. It's nothing. It's zero. Give back the money and Zehu. But Tobashikal Adas really could be a Psak. Namaz then is a din. If it's a mistake, you chayzer. But it's a Psak. So a mumcha which is potter to pay, and a mumcha which has a right to paskin. So the pshat is, we don't want to be mafsid the Valdover. Lamaisa, we found that it's a mistake. The gadol men of mechachu minyan confirms it's a mistake. So good, it's chayzer. If you don't have a gadol mechachu minyan, so mechet says it's a mistake. But the gadol men of mechachu minyan confirms a mistake. We allow him to be chayzer. But Shein Kain, a non mumcha, well, he shouldn't be passing anyway. And if he makes a mistake, he's chayiv. So then we could say it's a psak. It's only a tais b'shikol adas. So we don't give him the out that he could be chayzer al yedei a gadol men of mechachu minyan. We say, no, you paskin, and lemaisi, you're not Torah B'dvar Mishnah, it's not the Pshat, the Psak is Batul Lagamri, it's just the right to be chayzer. You have no right to be chayzer, you're an Eina Mumcha, pay up. Now, there's a shach, a very interesting shach on this topic. It's in Simcha Fein Chayshu Mishpat, it's in Sif Yud Dalet, and Sif Yud Dalet is divided into many Oisius. It's an Ois Yud. He brings a case of an Eina Mumcha, which they were Kiblu Alayim. They were kiblu alayim, and therefore he's going to be pater from paying. It's a complicated cheshim, but I'll go upon him. The shach was going with this yisayid, that by kiblu alayim they're pater from paying, and even then, since he's an enei mumcha, even when you have a gadol men of a chachmu v'minyan, he won't be machzir. That's what the shach taines. And the shach says, but l'chayah, what's the svara for that? Again, the Shach is going with the Das of the Rosh and the Raman, not with the Muki Yosef. That dafka by a mumcha, by Gadol men and mechachel and minyan, it could be chayzer, al yidei the Gadol. But by a non-mumcha, even al yidei Gadol men and mechachel and minyan, it cannot be chayzer. But the Rosh and the Raman saying is svar, because since he shouldn't have paskin, so Mela, we don't want him to be chayzer. Other Abbot, let the psak be kayim and let him pay for his mistake. But in the case of Kibul Olayim, which he's not going to pay anyway, and you don't really have a taina why he paskin, because the Kibul Olayim, they wanted him to paskin, and that's why he's putter from paying. So Ibazai Lachirin Sfari should have a din of a mumcha in that case, even though he's not a mumcha. But he should have the same din as a mumcha. He's not going to pay anyway. There's no taina for paskining. So Melev is a Gadol Menem Chachem Minyan, he should be chayzer. But the Shach doesn't paskin that way. The Shach paskins even in that case, since he's an Eina Mumcha, he's not chayzer adei Gadol Menem Chachem Minyan. But what's the svara for that? Why should an Eina Mumcha be worse than a Mumcha if anything fakert? So the Shach says that a Mumcha could be chayzer, alom dish is svara. A Mumcha the pshat is when you have a Gadol Menem Chachem Minyan telling him he's wrong, so the mumcha is dacha mumcha. He understands the gadol. Now he understands that he's wrong. So in his mind, in his avon, in his das, he's being chayzer. That's called a chazar. Mashenka in the case over there by adyaitis, we're talking about three adyaitis, but kiblu olayu, but they're not mumchim. Come to mumcha, and he explains them that they're wrong, but they don't understand the mumcha. They can't learn. They don't have a fashtan in the sugya. They're not mumchim. So, Mel, that's not called a chazara b'chalal. Okay, they trust the gadol, fine. The gadol told them they made a mistake. They're willing to be chazer. But they don't understand it. They're not in the same league. That's not called a chazara. Mel, it's not called a chazara. Mel, it doesn't work. And now you get shmak is svara. Why dafka mumcha can be chazer de gadol men of mechach of minyan and a non-mumcha can't? Because a mumcha ever state the gadol mechach of minyan, he could be chayzer. Mashenga, the non mumcha doesn't have a saga. The Shach explains, Ibazai, why the Rosh need the tam that we said before? The tam that since he's an Eina mumcha, so what's he paskening for? Adar Abba, let the psak be chal, so you should have to pay. Shach says a svara for it. The Shach explains, and on the Mayach, it's a little bit of a cheshbin, but the Shach explains why the Rosh needed that svara. But the Shach holds that Be'etzin the Rosh holds of his svara also. So the case of three hedyaitis by Kibul Olayim, which they don't have to pay, and there's not a taina why they paskin, they still can't be chayzer al yidei gadol b'chach v'minyan. So like the Shach Tisvah, you can only be chayzer if you understand the chazara. You said first one way, and now the gadol is telling you fakert, and you understand the gadol, and now you think that way. But Shane Kane, the Gimel hedyaitis, they don't understand the gadol b'chach v'minyan. He's above them, hatnishkin shaychis, and the male that can't be chayzer. That's the Shach. Now there's an asivus on the Shach. It's here in Simcha Fei, in Sivkat and Ches, he has ha'aris on all the different osius of the Shach, that he sees in the Shach a gewaldig yisayin, and Emerson, you don't only see it from the Shach, you also see it from Rashi, from the whole sugya, from this whole pshat in the sugya, that you need a gadol b'chach v'minyan to be chayzer, if the dayan himself, who paskin that way just wants to be chayzer b'shikal adas, we tell him, hechateisi, you're right this time, maybe you're right the other time. It also teaches you the same yisaydeth in the sivus, but particularly the shach svara, that in order to be chayzer, you have to understand why you're wrong, you need that asaga, teaches you a gewaldige yisayd. And what's the yisayd? Because b'mesitshrei, the Gemara says, what's the case of Tais and Dvar Mishnah? Gemara says, you missed the mafurisha thing. It could be a Mishnah, even a Chiyan or Beishia. Even Rav and Shmuel, and even Ravina Rav Ashiya, Tonan Kati Kani Ba'agma, that's the case of Tayyiz B'Mishnah. We're going to speak about this Be'ez Hashem. And what's the case of Tayyiz B'Shikal Hadas? So the Gemara says like this. Let's say there was a Machlekes Tutanam and Tumaram. And it was Lo Itme Hilchas Aloy Kamar V'Aloy Kamar. And there was no Klor HaLacha which way. For Avik Echad Minayim. And he Paskin like one. The Sugi the Shmaitz Aki the Chazli. And the Sugi the Shmaitz is like the other one. Sugi the Shmaitza, Rashi says, Rashi's Gur Sugi the Alma, and Rashi says it means Roiv had the Yonim Nirlem Divrei Asheni. Most people paskin like the one he didn't paskin like, although it's not a Klara Itmer Hilchasa. There's another Pshat that the Gemara is Mashman the Psak is that way, because a lot of times Yoshenim bring a Raya to a psak, because the Gemara asked a lot of kashis on one of the Mandi Amrim, even though it answered them, but the Zayful kashis, as Shinui Lai Simchini. So that's like Sugya de Shmaitza. Or sometimes the Rishayim say, right, the Paschal like one man the Amr, because since the Gemara was so busy with him, the Gemara explained it and was miyashiv it and made a kimtis and that, and so many Amiram discussed this Shita, Maisis, that's a psak. But all this is not Itmar Hilchasa, it's not a Klar psak. It's a Mashmais, right? Or the Pasha Pshat, like Rashi says, Sugya de Alma. It means Rave Dayanim Paschal that way. Right, we paskin that way. What do we paskin that way? Either it's a klarip sack, hilchisa kavase zehu, can't argue, or the pshat is no, didn't say hilchisa kavase. But you ask around, and most dayanim seem to be paskin like him. So that's sugya d'shmaitza. So hayne shikol adas. That's what the Gemara says. That's what's called shikol adas. So frek the nesivus. So ibas, what's the pshat in Rashi? What's the pshat in this pshat in the sugya that you can't be chayzer without a gadol man of a chacham and a minyan? Because the Baldov is going to say, how do I know that your second time is correct? Maybe for Kate, maybe you're making a mistake now and your first time is correct. But what do I mean? Just like by Tais with Vay Mishnah, you can't say that. Because that's it. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. That's it. That's what it says. Everyone knows. So sing it down also. It's a Mefurish Sigidalma. Everyone knows. You ask all the Limedim, they'll tell you. This is the Sigidalma. Why isn't it Efshel of Rurei? The Tais, he made a Tais, he didn't know the Sugya d'Alma. Now we find out the Sugya d'Alma. What does it mean? That how do I know that you're making a mistake then, maybe you're making a mistake now? Because the mistake is that he didn't know the Sugya d'Alma. So now I know the Sugya d'Alma, I know that this is what everyone paskins. Puchazi ma'am adaver. What's the pshad? How do I know which is the mistake? Zok the Nesiv is a Gvaldi Yisait. He said, Das alein, that you find out a Sugya d'Alma, you can't be chayzer from that alone. You can't be chayzer from that alone. Because you're not meshubit to the Sugya d'Alma. You paskin the way you paskin for a reason. He said, you knew it's a machlekes. That's the case. You knew it's a machlekes. If the good trait tonight, you knew it's a machlekes and you did like one. Why did you like one? You obviously had a reason. You obviously had a reason why you paskin like one. If you still have that same reason, that will carry your psak against the Sugya d'Alma also. You all like this one, right? If they aren't passing like that way. All right, but you passing like this. You have your reason. Why are you passing like this? Well, the Sugya the Shmaitz or whatever it is, but it's not Mukhrich. For whatever reason, you decided you're passing like that. You think his svar is correct. You have a raya. To you, it's Mukhrich like this man, the Amma. You have a right to passing like this man, the Amma. Good. So it's Kapaskin. So it must be, Zuck the Nesivis, that the case is that your raya that you brought connected to paskin your way, you decided it was not a good raya. It was a mistake. You decided you brought a raya. Yeah, you knew about a yishuv, but that yishuv you felt was a daichik. You knew there was a raya for keret, but you thought you had a good yishuv for the raya for keret. Now you're thinking about it again, and the raya that you brought, you decided, no, the yishuv is not such a daichik. It sounds like a good yishuv. And the raya for keret is, yeah, good the raya. That's Tov Shikol Adas. So that, I don't know when you're making a mistake. Maybe your first way of thinking was correct. I don't know if the second way of thinking is correct. Then you can have a Shaila, and also you have the Shach Svar. And this Gadol B'Chacham Minyan is not talking on your level. So you still think you're right. You just know the Gadol is bigger than you. You can't land in Vesa, so maybe you're willing to battle Das. But you don't understand now why you're wrong. He's on a different league. But this is what the Nesivus is saying to Yisayit. Vayistayis tayis v'shikol adas cannot be just that you found out the Sugya d'Alma was kiddach. That can't be the whole thing. Because if that was the whole thing, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. How do I know your second time was right? And by, when you're an enei mumcha, the shach svar that you don't understand the chazar, you understand perfectly. The Sugya d'Alma was kiddach, you didn't know that. That's why you're passing on like this one. You were missing information. Now you found out the new information. You realize you made a mistake. What's the shaila? Teretz says you can't. That zichah you can't be chayzer just because you didn't know Sugya d'Alma. Sugya d'Alma is not mechriya. You're chayzer because you made a mistake in shikol adas. And the Sugya d'Alma is not like you. That's called the tayis b'shikol adas. So there you could say that if you don't have the gadol b'chacham minyan, mechatayis you made a mistake. You think you made a mistake. I think you're making a mistake now. And also, even when you have the God of Chacham Minyan, the Shach says, it's Dafka when the Chacham Minyan is explaining to you, and now you understand him, and now you understand your mistake, then you can be Chayzer. But saying it, if you're not a Mumcha, and you don't understand him, and as far from your Hasaga, you still didn't make a mistake, you might can't be Chayzer. Adkan the Nesivus. So Mikoyach this Nesivus, I want to say another Chiddush, another Gevaldige Yesod, which I think is Richtig. And I think from the Nesivus, it's Murchik that way. The Gemara talks about two mistakes. The Gemara talks about a mistake where you talk about Mishnah, you're missing information, a clear Mishnah, a Chir, a Beishia. We'll speak about this, Beis Hashem, a little bit later in the Hemshech of the Shir. And the Gemara talks about a case of Tayyus B'Shikal Adas, where you didn't know the Sig of the Alma. Now, the Nesivus is telling us that even Tayyus B'Shikal Adas, you also have to come on to, it also has to be in a case where the raya that you brought to Paskin, the way you Paskin, at this point you don't agree with it anymore. You believe you made a mistake in your etzim thought process of the psak. Just that you find out that the sugya d'alma kehidach, that's not called the tayis b'shikal adas. As I tie in it in the sivus, he says that the paiskim aren't mashman that way, but that's what he tie is. And like we said, it's a little bit hard to learn the sugya if the yisayit is that just finding out the sugya d'alma is enough to shtel avek a tayis. It's a little hard to understand why you need the Gadol B'Chachma Minyan to say that. If you find out about the Sugya D'Alma, so good. I found out the Sugya D'Alma, it's clear. That's in the Nesivus' Raya. But I'm asking like this. What if there was no Sugya D'Alma Kidach? There's absolutely no Sugya D'Alma. It's a Machleik, it's two Tanam, two Amaram, and there's no Sugya D'Alma whatsoever. And at first you thought you had a Geshmak Raya like one, and you decided to pass like one, it's Klai et Kamarayas. And then you went through the sugya again and you slugged up all your ayahs and you brought kamar ayahs the other way and decided, I made a mistake, I passed like one because of the ayahs, but now I came out, the ayahs are not good ayahs, I want to pass like the other one. Is that called the tayis b'shikal adas? So macha cheshbon, if you're going to say that every tayis b'shikal adas needs that, like the Nesivus says, every tayis b'shikal adas needs that you should question the thought process that made the psak and change the thought process and say that the raya that I brought, that this one's right, now I forget, now I have a raya, the other one's right. So why does the Gemara say, Sugya da'alma kechad va'ozli ukidach? Why does the Gemara say that for? That alone, the Nesiva says, is not enough. And you're going to tell me, even if you don't have that, but the fact that I thought one was right at one point, and now I'm thinking one was right at the other point, is also called the Tayyus B'Shikal Adas. So Kum Tayyus, it's irrelevant, the Sugya D'Alma. If you decided that your Psak was incorrect, so even without the Sugya D'Alma, it's called the Tayyus B'Shikal Adas. And if you didn't decide your Psak was incorrect, you just found out of a Sugya D'Alma, the Nesivus is telling me that that alone doesn't make it a Tayyus B'Shikal Adas. So what's it negay the Sugya D'Alma? So Vilag Zagra Mayudiki Yisayit, that vice taste from the Gemara, without the help of a Sugya D'Alma, even if you're convinced that you said the wrong psak, you said a psak like one and you brought rayas, and now you're convinced, okay, the rayas are no good, and now you have rayas the other way, and you want to pass them like the other one. That's not a tayis b'chol. That's not called a tayis b'shikal adas. Even if you have a golem and a b'chachum a minyan, it's not a tayis. You don't even have to pay for it. It's not a tayis b'chol. There's nothing that says that your psak is wrong. You thought that way before. That was your psak. You mi ageya, your royal iris. You said a psak, zehu. Tomorrow you say fakert. That's not called a tayis b'chlal. If mitzurif to that is the fact that Rav Dayanim hold not that way, then it's a tayis. And you also hold like the Rav Dayanim now. Before you thought one way, that was Ashkaf Rishayna. And now you think the other way. And Rav Dayanim hold like you, or the Sugya the Almas like you now. Then that makes the first Psak a Tayis. Oh, maybe only when you have Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Whatever the case may be, or even when you don't have Gadol B'Chachma Minyan, it's Nafka Min, it's a Tayis, so you have to pay. It might be Yishalma Beisai, if he doesn't have the Ptur of Mumcha. Al-Kapanim, it's called the Tayis. Whatever the Dine Tayis is, it's called the Tayis V'Shikal Adas, and it's subjected to the Sugya's discussion of Tayis B'Shikal Adas. Mashe'en came, and you don't have the Sugya D'Alma Ke'idach, even if the pshat was, before you thought it was a good raya and you're paskin that way, and I think it's a shvacher raya, and you have a raya the other way, and you want to paskin the other way, That's not called a tois b'shigal asbichal. It's not a tois. The first psak is a good psak, and the second psak is a good psak, and such can tois b'chal. I think it's also pretty murchich from the fact that we'll speak about it Be'ez Hashem very soon. At the Rishayim Zog Avart, we'll see that they discuss if there's tois b'shigal adas anymore. We're going to have a discussion about it. Could be all the lachas already paskin, so male, there is no such thing as a tois b'shigal adas. We're going to say over soon the Rishayim that say that. And the Chayetz Adava Pashit, that there are new shilas that weren't discussed. And the new shilas of Vada, every dayan's going to have to figure it out from his own rayas from the Gemara and the Paiskim. And a Vada shayach for a dayan to think one way one day, and then decide the next day that he made a tois. And nevertheless, they're saying, no, there's no such thing as tois b'shigal adas, because we don't have any more of this thing of sugi d'alma, and that, all the lachas already paskin shayin. That also, that l'shaynis from Rishaynim and Paiskim are also very much mashma to me, that the only way you can have a tois b'shigal adas is the way the Gemara said it, that you didn't know about the sugi d'alma. You were missing information. You have new information which you didn't know about it. And like the Nesiva says, you need a betzir of the fact that now you think like the new information, like the sugi d'alma. You need both mitzuyif together. But if the whole tois was that originally I had 10 rayas one way and I paskin that way, and now I shlugged up all my rayas and have 10 rayas the other way and I want to paskin the other way, does anishkin tois b'chal? Because if that would also be called a tois, what's this lashon that we have that today we don't have a tois b'shikal adas anymore? L'chayim it's pashat you have. You don't have the Gemara's case of the tois b'shikal adas. You don't have the case with lo it mehulkas the kamar v'sugi the alma, because all the halachas are already gepaskind. But it's pashit that there are new cases that have come up which you have to medama l'milsa. It's pashit that the new shilas which you could bring rayas one way to the psak, and then the next morning wake up and say that no, the rayas are no good. Elamai v'irzog. That's not called the tois b'shigal das. That's not called the tois klal. The first one's just as much tayr as the second one. Since you were Yigeya, you were Roy Lahayus Sapsak, the fact that you hold differently is the same thing as if someone else holds differently. The first one's not Bechlalatais. That's what I'm saying. I might be wrong. I didn't see it anywhere. But that's what's mashed to me from the Sugya. But Nagzal and Yenenu, let's go back to the Sugya, back to the first maker, Sikkim of what we said, and now back a little bit to the Sugya of the Terrace of Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. So again, we have a stira. Our Mishnah says that when you make a mistake, the din is chayzer. Machzirim bein l'schutz bein l'chayver. The Mishnah Mechayer says, you're not machzer. Mashasa asa v'yishalami beisai. Rav Yosef said, a mumcha could be machzer. Rashi learns, because he could say that the first one's a mistake and the second one is not, then we have to believe him. A non-mumcha, the Baldava could say, I don't know that you're making a mistake then, maybe you're making a mistake now. Rav Nachman said, because you might have shaila, because that Mishnah Mechayer is also to my mumcha, my mumcha l'rabim pater. So Rav Nachman said, a gadol man of mechachav minyan can be machzer him, but if there's no gadol mechachav minyan, even a mumcha can't be chayzer. So we had a problem. So now l'chayer it's not totally b'chal and mumcha and ain't a mumcha. Even a mumcha needs a gadol to be machzer, and presumably even an ain't a mumcha a gadol can be machzer. That's what Mukhi Yosef Taka holds, and he says, kama mumcha, kama shein a mumcha means the one who's being machzer him. So according to the Mukhi Yosef, no matter what, if there's a gadol, he's machzer you. If there's not a gadol, you can't be machzer yourself, because Mechet Heisa, you made a mistake then, maybe you're making a mistake now. We have the Das of the Rosh and the Ramah that says you need two things. You need Erstins, you need to be a mumcha, and then a gadol to be machzer. And if you're not a mumcha, so then even a gadol can't be machzer. And what's the svar for that? Bechor, what's the svar if you're not a mumcha, a gadol can't be machzer? It sounds very shver. So the Rosh and the Ramah say l'chayah a practical svara, a takana, that the pshat is, since he's not a mumcha, what's he doing paskening? So if okay, we don't want to give him the out to be chayzer by a dry mishnah, what could we do? It's not a psak. By a shikol adas, we say no, the psak is going to say, even though there's a gadol b'chach v'minyan, and let him pay up. And we have the shach that says alam d'sh svara, that dafka mumcha, he understands the gadol b'chach v'minyan, so mela, now he thinks differently, that's called the chazara. Mashenkin the Einu Mumcha, he has no Havana and Asaga in the Gadol B'chach of the Minyan, so he thinks the same, that's not called the Chazara. There's got another Mahalach that the Yad Ramah says at Fakert, that Gadol B'chach of the Minyan means like this, the Gadol thinks like the first Psak, and he wants to be Chazer. So if there's a Gadol B'chach of the Minyan that thinks like the first Psak, so then even a Mumcha can't be Chazer. Mashen Kain, if there's no gadol b'chacham minyan, then a mumcha can be chayzer. So come to us like this, an ain a mumcha can never be chayzer. A mumcha could be chayzer, but if there's a gadol b'chacham minyan who holds like his first psak, then he can't be chayzer, the opposite. But this is all lefi Rashi's mahalach, that ain a mumcha can't be chayzer, and a mumcha could. The Rif holds for ket. The Rif holds that when the Gemara said a teres kam b'mumcha, kam b'ain a mumcha, a mumcha, that's called a psak. I made a mistake, but it's only b'shikol adas. A mumcha's psak, he can't be chayzer just because he made a mistake b'shikol adas. Mashenken, ain't a mumcha, that's not a psak really. If he's not chayzer, it's a psak. But as long as he's chayzer, since the whole psak was a psak for the ain't a mumcha, shvach a psak, the mele could be chayzer. So it's the opposite of Rashi. A mumcha cannot be chayzer, and ain't a mumcha could be chayzer. So now what's the Gemara's kasha from the Seifa? The Gemara's kasha have to be gar, it's not a b'mumcha makzirin, but a b'mumcha mishalim. In other words, the kasha from the Sefer was, knows our Mishnah says makzirin is talking about an ena mumcha. An ena mumcha is makzirin because an ena mumcha is ishkim sak. That Mishnah that says mashasa asi, that's a mumcha. A mumcha is a shtarkip sak, even if it's a tois b'shikol adas, but tois b'shikol is not chayzak upon by a mumcha. That's the Rif's mahalach. So the Gemara's kasha is, forget that if the Mishnah is talking about a mumcha, so the Sefer said that a mumcha is patal shalim, and the Mishnah says masha asa asui, and he's shalmi basically is chayiv l'shalim. So memanavshach, if he's not a mumcha, it's not masha asa asui. If he is a mumcha, so why is he shalmi basically? It says amayi mumcha l'rabim patar. According to the Rif, that's the kasha. Rif is the opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns that Ab Mishnah is talking about a mumcha could be chayzer. That Mishnah, Kapanim, the Reish is talking about an Eine mumcha, and an Eine mumcha can't be chayzer. I, the Sefer, says a mumcha could be chayzer. He's just potter. I mean, he also can't be chayzer. So Rashi says, even a mumcha needs a golem and mechachavim to be chayzer. That's Rashi's chat. The Rif is vakert. Our Mishnah that says it could be chayzer is talking about an Eine mumcha. That Mishnah is talking about a mumcha. And a mumcha can't be chayzer. So the question is, but the Mishnah in the Sefer says a mumcha is potter. So what's pshat in the Reish? If the Reish is also a mumcha, why is he chayin? So that the Gemara says, in order to be potter, you need, it should be ein galo b'chachav minyan. By ein galo b'chachav minyan, then a mumcha is potter. Mashenken, if it's yesh galo b'chachav minyan, then a mumcha is chayiv. So according to the Rif, it comes out a tremendous chiddush. According to Rashi's pshat, and the Rosh, and the Raman, all these Rishonim, the Pturim Mumcha has nothing to do with the fact that it's Ein Gadol B'chach, even if it's Yesh Gadol B'chach V'minyan, it's a Pturim Mumcha. The Pturim Mumcha is across the board. The Din Chazar is telling Gadol B'chach V'minyan. But the Pturim Mumcha, the Ptur, it doesn't matter if it's Gadol B'chach V'minyan or not. Even if there is a Gadol B'chach V'minyan, it's still a Pturim Mumcha. But the Rif who holds that a Mumcha is not Chayzer, and Ein a Mumcha is Chayzer. So what's the Pshat V'shalmi basically? Obviously we're talking about a Mumcha, because an Ein a Mumcha is always Chayzer. The Teretz is, the Pturim Mumcha is dafka when there's no Gadol B'chachav Minyan. When there is a Gadol B'chachav Minyan, there's no Pturim Mumcha. So that's a tremendous Kiddush. Yushayim argue very stark. Yushayim say, no, the Pturim Mumcha is all the time. They bring a Raya. It says by Rabbi Tarfin that the Tarfin was a Mumcha. Rabbi Kiva told him, Pater atash kol Mumcha l'rabim Pater milashalim. And Rabbi Tarfin, Veshmanach Rabbi Kiva was great in Rabbi Tarfin. This is a halachaka, that halachaka Rabbi Kiva against Rabbi Tarfin. So Rabbi Kiva Vaisis was greater than Rabbi Tarfin. And still, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfin, you're a mumcha, you're potter. Vaisis a mumcha is potter, even when there's someone greater. We have Rabbi Kiva who's greater, and still Rabbi Tarfin was potter. So the Shach says the Teretz that maybe the Gemara was going like the man, the Yomba, the Fakert, that Rabbi Tarfin was considered Rabbi, so Rabbi Kiva, he was greater. The Nesiva says the Teretz because the Gadol B'chachav Minyan has to be there in that town. Rabbi Tarfin, when he passed on the Parah, Rabbi Kiva wasn't in that town, so he was the greatest in that town. So Mela, that's why he's potter. They came to Rabbi Kiva. It says, "Ba meislof nechacham miyavne v'tirua," but the chacham miyavne weren't in his town, and mainly was the gadol b'chacham in his town. But Al-Kapanim, it comes out in Rif this chiddush that the mumcha b'ram, the ptur of mumcha b'ram, is dafka when there's no one greater b'chacham minyan. If there's someone greater b'chacham minyan, you don't have that ptur, and the Rishonim argue on it. And now let's see the teres of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Kan shetah b'dvar Mishnah, kan shetah b'shikol adas. Tom Rav Sheshes Tom Rav Asi, tah b'dvar Mishnah chayzer, tah b'shikol adas einei chayzer. And like we mentioned in the beginning of the shir, some Rishayim learn Rav Sheshes holds that's the only chilek and mamel, they don't paskin like Rav Chisda, or like Rav Nachman, because that's what it says in Kama Gemara Sischelik, and every Torah B'Shikol Das is Ein Echazer. But the Ari Shainim, the Rif says that it goes together with Rav Chista of Nasav and Nasav Miyad, and the Rush also goes together with Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, Lagabi the Din of Mumcha, and Gadol Mimenu. But what is this chiluk between Torah B'Mishnah and Torah B'Shikol Das? The Torah B'Mishnah is a pshat that since he made a mistake, he didn't know the halacha, he didn't know the correct information. It's b'chol not a psak. There's no way that this psak could be kain. Period. Hashengi in Torah B'Shikol Das. We have no haychacha brura that the psak is incorrect. There's a mela hashengi paskin. It could be kayim. It could be kayim. Could be in Gansin, could be under certain tanom, but the Pesach could be Kayim. The Gemara goes, Vaita, Amle Avino Avashi, Afilo Tab, Reb Chiv, Reb Aisha, Amle In, Afilo Bid Rav Shmuel, Amle In, Afilo Bid Diva Didach, Amle Ato Anan Katli Kana Ba'agman, Anan, Slav Dafka Mishnah, it's a Braisa, Reb Chiv and Reb Aisha, it's Memra of the Amarom, Kadmainim, Rav and Shmuel, and Zokt, it's even the Memra of Amarom, Basroi, Avino Navashi, Lav Katli Kana Ba'agman. Hechi dam mishikol adas, amar papa gan trei tanoi, a trei meroi de pliga adoni, plehit me ilchasa loikamar v'loikamar. Veikri vavik echad minayim, v'sugi de shmaitza, as the ke'ido chayin mishikol adas. So we spoke about this already. We said over the nesivas that you also need that he had a reason why he did kechad minayim, and now he holds not like that reason, but stam knowing that the sugi the alma is not like him, that's not enough to be called a Tayyus Bechlau. And he brought a Rayin from the previous Sugya, because otherwise, if Sugya Dalm alone is enough, so what does it mean that he's not believed to say that now is the Tayyus, because maybe that before was the Tayyus, maybe now is the Tayyus. The Chuli, we already Mayrach about that, and already Mayrach about my Nakuda. Advice Tayyus, Stam being Chayza from Yipsak, because you don't think your Rayin were good, and now you have Rayin the other way. Advice Tayyus is not enough. Because why did Gemara have to say Sugi D'Alma? What's in the Gei is Sugi D'Alma? Now the Shaila is, why is a Tayyus B'Ravina V'Ravashi called the Tayyus B'Dvar Mishnah? Why couldn't the other Chacham in the times of Ravina V'Ravashi argue in Ravina V'Ravashi? And even Rav and Shmuel, although you find that Meron B'Derech Klal didn't argue on the Tanan, but that Meroi Basroi did argue on the Meroi Kadmoi, you do find that. So what's the pshat that that's a Tayyus B'Dvar Mishnah? So the Rosh explains that it's only when the Dayan, once he heard about the psak of Reb Chiya Baishya, or Rav and Shmuel, or Avinu and Avashi, he's mevatel das to them. He didn't know about the psak, and once he heard about it, he's mevatel das to them. That's called the Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. But if he wants to argue, and he knows he has good rayas to argue, he could argue. And then it's not called the Toya Mishnah, Rabbi, it's not called the Toya B'Chlal. I'm going to say over the whole Rush. The Rush brings the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar says, Shemati, that he heard a psak from Adam Gadol, that ha'idna leslon toya b'shikol adas. There is no such thing as toya b'shikol adas anymore. And he says, why? Because all halachas are kapaskin, either from the shas, or if it's not kapaskin the shas, or from the gainim after the shas, the gainim, the riff, whatever it is, we have everything paskin already. See, I don't have a case of toya b'shikol adas, kol ha'toya b'dvar mishnah im toya. And the Baal Amar says, no. Baal Amar says, I don't agree with that. Now, I'm not sure which Chacham he means, but we find Mamish exactly like the words of this Chacham in the words of the Pirish Mishnayos LaRambam in Perek Revi and Becheiros on the Mishnah of Donis Adin. The Rambam, Pirish Mishnayos, says like this, there's two ways that Dayan can make a Tayyus. Echa b'mekubel, ha-kasuv, kan she-ishka chayisa alacha, ha-shlayada aysa, al-zena metob dvar mishnah, Tayyus Mekubu, which is written, and he forgot that Halacha didn't know it. That's called the Torah Mishnah. Vasheni sheyita beinyan hakeshi. Again, sheyadaver efshe kamayish amar al shemayse behepach. Zenik v'tar b'shikol adas. Hakeshi means about logic. He made a mistake in logic. It's possible to say that way, but lamayse yos not that way. That's called the Tayyus b'shikol adas. V'chol zeh yekaidim chibur hagemara. Aval akshav b'zanenu zeh yevshalias kein el ma'at mizeher. Before the Gemara, the Shaykh to be called the Torah B'Shikol Adas. But now, it's only very, very little. Why? Because if you paskin, if you find in the Gemara Fakarit, he says, Avad is a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. And if you don't find the Gemara Fakarit, V'yekesha Kuroi Kefi Akasha Sadas, it is possible that he could say his Svara, Afa B'Shadin Yetzib Hebech, Ein oimim olav sheta, that's bechlol anatois, neshe keshev shari. It's possible that he's right. That's not even called a tois, like the Rambam. For ikar amiti shekal toiv v'mishnah chayzer adin, v'enechay v'sham kol ikar. And a toiv mishikal adas is masha asa asa v'shalmi beisai. And that stems with what the Baal Gemara says. There's no such thing as a tois mishikal adas after the Chibra Gemara. If the Gemara says fakert, the Baal Gemara adds, well, if the Ga'inim say fakert, that's called the toiv v'mishnah. And if not, the Rambam is saying it's not a tois klal uchlal. That also L'chayr is saying the way I said before, that thus alain that you think you made a mistake and you hold not like what you said there, that's not called a tayis b'chlal. As a L'chayr state mefurish in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and L'chayr, Sayin Shom. Al-Gabban and the Baal Amar argues, the Baal Amar says, that kol mi she'ein tu'usim esperarisim in a mishnah in a shas mefurish b'li safik, laftei b'vishnu el b'shikal adas. If it's a mefurish in Gemara or Mishnayis that says, now, like you have had, it's a Teiba Mishnah. But if there's nothing mefurish in the Gemara, that's not called a Teiba Mishnah, that's called a Teiba Shikala Das. So the Rosh also brings the Ravid. The Ravid writes on the Baal Amar that Emes Amar Achacham Shem Tob Pisig Einim Shle Shama Dvarim V'ilu Shama Hayechayzabai Be'emes Uabir, is that Teiba Mishnah? If someone didn't know the words of the Gainim that passed in a certain way, and had he known them, he would have been chayzer. That's a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. The karav ani loyim eshafilim hayichay lekal psak agayin. Mitam shenir loy lefi daitai, shaloy kedas agayin, v'loy kipirusha, gam ze a Torah b'dvar Mishnah, she'ein lanu ato lachla g'div agayin mirayiz daitai, mirayiz datenu, lefarashin yudarech acher, em loy bekushim ufursemes, uzedav she'ein benimtsa. The Ravis, you can't argue in the Gainim unless it's obvious they're wrong, and it's not Benimsa that's obvious they're wrong. That's also called the Teiba Mishnah. So again, the Baal Amar says he's heard a gadol that said that there's no Teiba Shikul Adas because everything's Gepaskin in the Gemara of the Gainim. And the Baal Amar himself says, no, if it's not Gepaskin in the Gemara, that's not called the Teiba Mishnah, that's called the Teiba Shikul Adas. And the Ravis says, no, you can't argue in the Gainim unless it's a Kushim of Fesemis and it's not Benimsa. So the Rosh is a Ni'aymer, it depends. If he didn't know the Ga'inim's psak, and had he known, he would have passed him like the Ga'inim, avad that it is a Teiv of the Mishnah. And he says, and not only the Ga'inim, even the Mishainim, and even the Achreinim. Afil ha-chacham she-bechol dar v'dar she-achreim, laf kol dikana ba-agma. Ben pasak adin shloik ad-divreim, b'kishom ad-divreim, yorshu b'ayna v'hoyda she-tol, Teiv ha-mishnu, v'chayzer. Batzak derash, let's say he didn't agree with them. And he has rais, and the rais of a kabbalah ma'anshei derei, then yiftach b'derei k'shmuel b'derei. Even though we're not as great as the ga'inim, ein lachel adayin should be a mecha, and he could argue on them, because anything which is not clear in the shashis sidur of Asher v'Ravina, you could argue, even to be chelak al divrei ga'inim, and that's what it means. I feel b'divrei didach, and he said otu anan kal dikani ba'agma, meaning if we're mechadish something Ravina or Asher which is not in the mission of the Gemara, and they didn't know what we said, and they passed it differently, and we heard what they said. They were mevatel das, that's Teiv of Mishnah. But if the dayan, but the dayan in the times of Avinu Avashiv Adah could argue, even the Achreinim Amiram could argue on the Amiram Rishainim. And he says, even Amol the Amiram could argue on the Tanam, even though Avad and Tanam were greater, but Amol they could argue. Now Zok the Rosh, and he's marich a little bit more about Klalei Apsak. In Chayshu Mishpat, Nesim Chafei, the Piskei Tshuva brings the Tshuva Schavis Yor, he says that any dim which is in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, someone passes not that way, it's a Teiv b'dvar Mishnah. And if the Shulchan Aruch passes one way, and the Ramah is Mechriyat Fakert, he says, Anu b'nei Ashkenaz, we have to pass like the Ramah, and if you pass not like the Ramah, you're Teiv b'dvar Mishnah. But if the Ramah brings 2 days, and he's not Mechriyat, then you got to look at the Sman the Shach, he says. If they're Mechriyat, that's also called a Teiv b'dvar Mishnah. And if the Sma holds one way, and the Shach holds the other way, the Halach is like the Shach, Halach HaGabesroi. And if you are passing now like the Shach, the Chavis Yorin Emzon, you also call the Teiv by Mishnah, even if you're passing like the Smat. He says, the other Gedalim didn't hold the way, but he holds that way. Unless the Achreinim say that the Shach is wrong and the Smat is right. And the Chavis Yorin says the same thing, which the Rishainim say, that Memele, you don't really have a Teiv B'Shikal Adas anymore. He doesn't see how you can have it. Because everything, all the Halachas are Mefurish. But Imamish don't understand. Not the Chavis Yor, not even the Rishainim, that say you don't have a Tois B'Shikal Adas anymore. I understand the Shiloh, could you argue on the Gainim? Can't you argue on the Gainim? I can understand The Ravid saying they're not allowed to argue on the Gainim. You have to mevatel das to them. I understand the Rosh saying, no, Avada, you could argue on the Gainim. I understand this machlokes in Derech Haliman and Klal Yeru and Derech Hapsak. But what I really don't understand is, what are the Rishainim and the Chavis Yor and the Achreinim are saying that we don't have Shikul Adas? Why don't we have the same Shail of Shikul Adas like the Gemara? Fact is, with everything, even after the Shas and even after the Gainim, there are things that aren't Mukhra. There are things that there's no clear Hachra on it. There are Machlokim Sar Mukhra, even let's say after the Piske Gainim. If you have a machlokes, looking from the Balamor's perspective, or the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam's perspective, Amol, you have the Bahag, and the Rav Haigayin, and the Bala Itta hold one way, and the Rif, and the Ritz Geis, and the Rav Sadigayin, they hold the other way. So you don't have a Klai Achra. So what's the Rishayim going to do? They're going to try to Paskin. So someone Paskins like one. And then he finds out that Roiv of the Dayanim in his dar Paskin the other way. Just like the Gemara, Sigadal Makidach. And since the Roiv Paskin the other way, he also decides that he wants to Paskin the other way. That's Mamashikal Adas. And the same thing the Chavis Yair says, he doesn't understand where is the Machlekes for Shikal Adas. It's all Gepaskin. I'm not sure what he means. Well, you have a lot of times you have Machlekes in, even from his perspective, there was no Klar Achra. The 2 days are brought down in Beis Yosef. Amol the Paiskim don't bring it. The Machlokes Rishayim, which is brought in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring either tzad, or the Shulchan Aruch brings both, and the Achreinim aren't Machriya. And the same thing. Avada, you could paskin like either one. It's not necessarily a tais, but there could be a sugya d'alma. You could find out that Rav they aren't paskin like one and not like the other. Because I don't really know what they mean that there's no tais b'shikal adas. Malachai, the Rosh is saying shat in the sugya. That Tais Mishnah means that for you, this psak, even if it's a psak, he says, from Rishayim, Achreinim, just like at times Ravina and Ravashi, which they could argue, but if that's a psak for you, that you wouldn't argue on it, you just didn't know about it, that's a Tais Medvai Mishnah even today. But if you want to argue, you want to argue in a psak, even if the person is greater, Friedika, and that, then you have Rais, which are Makubal Anshe Dere, Yiftach Bedere, Kishmul Bedere, and you could argue, and that wouldn't be called a Tais. And l'chaira, what I don't understand is shikul adas means that the halacha is not completely mukhra, but rav dayanim paskin one way, and originally you thought fakert, and you found out the rav paskin that way, and now you also think like the rav, and that's a taste for shikul adas. What changed from now to the times of the Gemara? I'm not sure. It's not sure what the pshat is. And now let's go vaitam. The Gemara says, "Eisr Avim Nunu L'Rav Sheshes Ma'isu B'Parah Shenit La'im Shlo V'Chiler Abtarif On the Klavim Uba Ma'isu Fechachom B'Yavne V'Tirua." Rav Tarfon said it's treifa because it didn't have the aim, but the Chachom and Yavne said it's mutter. Shama Tudu Sereife and Parah V'Chazir Yotzim Alzanish Shemitshayim Ken Chaychan Aim Shlo K'deish Le'Teled. So Amar Rav Tarfon Holcha Chamarcha Tarfon. That's the end of your Chamar because you have to pay back for passing wrong for passing as treifa. When really it wasn't, Amar Rabbi Kiva Pater Atish called Mumchel Rabbim Pater Milashali. You have a Ptur of Mumchel Rabbim, that's a Ptur of Mumchel Rabbim. V'misa leimle toib v'mishnata, v'toib v'mishna chayzer. So why would he have to pay? Why wouldn't you just say that it's chayzer? So Yomar says, enichanami, chada v'ayit kamar. Really, you pater for 2 reasons. You pater because tov v'mishna chayzer, you also pater because you're Mumchel Rabbim and Mumchel Rabbim is pater. Then the Gemara asks Akasha, what was the question from Par that it should be Chayzer? He said, Chil Leklavim, it says. The Klav made it, how could it be Chayzer? So the Gemara explains the Akasha like this. If the say Tov and Mishnah is Eine Chayzer, so it's Kam Dina, because Tov and Mishnah, that's it. The Sapsak is a Psak, even by Tov and Mishnah, so that's where Avtafin was at, was worried. Because then now he's going to be Chayiv, because he passed wrong. So he told him, no, Mumchel Abezdin is Pater. But if Tav Mishnah is Chayzer, Leim Alei, Kivan Dila Avoy Parah, Dina Chlav Dina, Voy Klum Avadata, Hashanami Lav Klum Avadata. So the Gemara is Mavura like this. If a Dayan makes a Psak, and the Psak can't be Chayzer, he paskins the behemoth's Trefa, and that's it, it's Kam Dina, he can't be Chayzer from the Psak. So then he's Chayef in the Mazik, unless he's a Mumchel Rabbim, Mumchel Rabbim has a Ptur, Mazadu Gavigurim, like Rashi says, but otherwise he's Chayef for the Hezek. But if he says a psak, which is betz a mishkim psak, satayis mitvay mishnah, he says a psak, which is not a good psak, and the psak he could be chayzer from. So kumdeis, he didn't do anything. Aye, because of his psak, the guy didn't eat the parah, and he fed it to the klavim, and he was goyim mehesik. He's not mechuyif for that. Vayis says that's only a grama. It's a grama ba'almi. He's not mechuyif. So there's a grounding machleikis rishayim alacha lemaisa, and it's negay also the next gemara for Rafchis. It's negay this machleikis. Is this true l'di done that we passing like Reb Meir, which is done l'dina degarmi? Because the gemara b'chayis is mashma that l'fi Rabbi Meir, that's done dina degarmi, you'd be chayiv in all cases. Taisus and the Rosh hold that this gemara is going else not like Reb Meir, else like the rabbanon that don't hold the garmi. But we passing like Reb Meir. We passing like Reb Meir, which is done dina degarmi. So even by toy b'dvar mishnah, but yichayev al skarmi. You have in the Gemara cases of marid dinar l'shulchani. Someone shows a dinar, and he asks him if it's a good dinar, if it's yaitzah b'yitzah, and he says yes, and he came out he was wrong. So the shulchani is mechuyev to pay him back if you hold of garmi, because even garmi is a pshat, even if you're not mazik b'yadayim. But in certain cases, grom is also chayim. It's a whole big sugya when you say garmi, when not. It's a grace of sugya, it's in Bavakama in the ninth parak. But this comes out of machlekes yishenim. Because there are yishenim that hold that this whole sugya that says that dafka when you can't be chayzi, you chayim. But if you could be chayzi, you pater, is also if you don't hold of garmi. If you hold of garmi, you chayim b'cholinyin. So halacha l'maisa, for dayim paskins and his tayyib dvar mishnah, unless he has a ptur of mumcha, if he's tayyib dvar mishnah, even though it's chayzer, but if now he can't be chayzer anymore, he already was machal klavim mukadayma, or in a case by mamonis, where you can't get it back from the nitva because the nitva is not around anymore, there's no way to get it back, he'd be mechuyiv to pay me beisai. Be mechuyiv al stina de garmi. Hazay al taisis and the Rosh and Rav Haigayin, but the Rif and the Rambam and other Rishainim, they all know. They hold that it's not called garmi. Garmi has to be bari hazeka. It's not bari hazeka, the Ramban says. It's not called garmi. The Ramban is mashma fakert. The whole reason why you chayiv in the case where it's not chayzer is only because of dina de garmi. Because that's bari hazeka. You went and you said a psak, and you can't be chayzer from the psak. You made a treif, you made a tameh, you made him chayiv mamon, a potter for mamon. That's garmi. You can't be chayzer. Mashenkin, if you hold like the rabbanah, it's loy don dina de garmi. So right, it's not a hezek biyadayim. And you'd only be mechayev l'shalom beis if you're nasa v'nasa beyond. So that's what the Ramban is fakir. This whole Gemara could only be mechayev masini de garmi. But for garmi, you need bar yezeka. You need that it should be a hezek bar. So if you can't be chayzer, it's a hezek bar. If you could be chayzer, so it's not a hezek bar. You said it's treif. But could be you'll find out that it's kosher before you got a chance to be machal l'klavim. It's not a hezek bar. Who says it'll be machal l'klavim? So memela, there's no garmi. But the Rosh is fakir. And this is what Taisus holds, that if you hold Dina de Garmi Yechayiv, even if he's a Tav Dvar Mishnah, even if you hold that you can be Chayzer, that's cool, that's what Garmi is. If you say that it's treif, and because the Rebbe doesn't use it, that's called the Hezek of Garmi. So according to the Rosh, you have to say a tremendous Chiddush, that if it's Kam Dina, if it's only a Tais B'Shikol Adas B'Oifin, that the Din can't be Chayzer, so even if you don't hold of garmi, you'll be chayiv. And he says, it's like mefagel. When a kohen's mefagel in the carbon, you chayiv if you hold hezek, shein enikah shmei hezek. Even if you don't hold, like, even if you don't, even if you're not done a din of the garmi. Because that's mamash a mazik, even though it's done b'dibur, but that's mamash a mazik. So the Rosh says, if when you paskin, that shafts the din, that's a hezek b'dibur, that's a hezek mamish b'dibur. That's not a garmi, that's a hezek. You made a treif, you made him chayiv, you made him lose the money. So when the Gemara says that the reason why a tarfin, if he'd be a tayyib dvar mishnah, would be potter, is also if you don't hold the garmi. If you hold the garmi, you chayiv no matter what. Garmi. If you don't hold the garmi, so then if it's kam dina, so that's mamish, a mazik biyadayim mamish. But if you hold the dina, so then it's not a mazik biyadayim mamish. So mainly a potter, even though he was machal klavim, but that's a grama. That's the machlaikis, the Rosh and the Ramban, which is an earlier machlaikis also. See, the Emma says, the Rosh says an interesting thing. The Rosh says, according to the Rabbanan, you're only chayiv, you're only considered a mazik if you zika as a chayiv. That's a mazik. Someone is really chayiv. You made a mistake and you patted him. So you were mazik the moment right away. Because now he's right away mukzik b'mamayne. So if it's, again, if it's come, the Rosh holds, if it's hard to dinos, then it's garmi. If it's come dina and there's nothing you can do anymore, that's a mazik b'yadayim mamish. Mashenke by chiyuv v'sazakai, the Rosh holds, then that's not mazik b'yadayim. That could be garmi, but that's not mazik b'yadayim. Because you didn't give him the money yet. See, that says the machlekes, the tur holds in the Das HaRosh, that by Tom b'shikel adas, there's no difference between chiyuv v'sazakai, zikah sechayev, but both of them you can't be chayzer. The shach, it's in Simon Chafes, of Kan Chaftes, the Shach argues, the Shach says, that it says that Ta B'Shikel Adas is not Chayzer, is Dafkif, the Din was already in Iskayim. Dafkif, he paid him the money already, or you patted him, so he doesn't have to pay him the money. But Kozman, he didn't pay him yet, even a Tayyiz B'Shikel Adas could be Chayzer. He's not getting Mechuyif to pay if the Dayan himself says that it's a Tayyiz. So according to the Shach, it's very good the Chiluk the Rosh is saying, that by Zika Sechayiv, he's already potted. There's nothing you could do. You can't be chayzer anymore. That's a mazik mamish. Mashenge mechiv v'sezakai, hayayis, until he pays it, you could still be chayzer the din, so you weren't mazik yet. So if you're old of Garmi, avadi yechayiv, but if you're old of Garmi, you're going to be potter according to the Rabbanan, unless he was nasa v'nas and biyad. But according to the tur, in both cases, it's really inevitable. Zika Sechayiv, from the time he says the dibur, that's it, he can't be chayzer. And even Chiyuv v'sazakai, the tur holds from the time he says the dibur, it can't be chayzer. So why, according to the Rosh, is Zika Sechayiv called a mazik b'yadayim, and Chiyuv v'sazakai not, is not 100% clear. You have to say, because even though you can't be chayzer, but still, nothing changed yet. Until you pay the money, even though you're mechuyif to pay the money, and there's nothing you can do about it, but l'maisa, I can't call him a mazik because you still have the money. Tzarechiyim b'chal now, I can't be ma'irich though. Just one more nekuda in the sugya, though, Rav Chista. We didn't really get to Rav Chista's teretz yet, but it's a little bit telling what we just spoke about. Rav Chista says like this. Rav Chista is going on the Ikka Shaila. When do you say that Dine Mominus is Chayzer, and when do you say Dine Mominus is not Chayzer? So Rav Chista made a chilik, Kansha Nata V'nasim B'yad, Kansha Loi Nata V'nasim B'yad. When did Dayan actually went and took the money from the Baldavi he held was Chayiv and gave it to the other one? Or by the case of Zika Sechayev, he actually took away the mashkin. He was nasiv and nasim beyond. Or by Timei Satara, Tir Satam, he actually touched the sheris to it. There was ma'ariv with payers. He went and did a ma'isa for the psak. In that case, he can't be chayzer. Mashen came by loy nasiv and nasim beyond, then he could be chayzer. And like we said, most Yishayim understand of Chis is dafka by Tav B'Shikol Adas. By Tav the Mishnah, he always can be chayzer. By Tav B'Shikol Adas, normally you cannot be chayzer, by nasim v'nasim b'yad, then you can't be chayzer meinich, by loy nasim v'nasim b'yad, then you could be chayzer. So what's the chilik between nasim v'nasim b'yad and loy nasim v'nasim b'yad? Why one you could be chayzer and one you can't? So there's a machlekes Yishayim. The Rif holds, and this is how the Rif paskens halacha l'maisa also, the Rif holds, the vart is like this. Really, Talmud Vamishnah, I thought B'Shikol Adas mean is not Chayzer, but any time the Dayan is going to be Potter, so Mela, the Baldin that he made the mistake on is going to lose out. So because of that, Chazal and Masakin, it should be Chayzer, so the Baldin shouldn't lose out. So if the Dayan is going to be Chayiv, so anyway he's not going to lose out, the Dayan will pay. But if the Dayan will be Potter, Chazal said the Din should be Chayzer. So the Rif is L'Shitasa, the fact that the Rif is passing this way. The Rif holds that even if you don dina de garmi, but if the din is chayzer, the dayan is potter. Even if now you can't be chayzer anymore, because that's not the dayan's fault. So the only time the dayan will be chayiv is if he's nasav and nasim biyad. So mele by nasav and nasim biyad, then you say masha asa asi. Why? Because the dayan's going to be chayiv. If the dayan's chayiv, so mele you don't have to make it chayzer, because it's not going to be any hefset for the bal din. Because the dayan will have to pay him back. Mashenkin of his loy nasim v'nasim biyad. So he can't be mechayev the dayan, because he owes his not called garmi. So since the dayan's not chayev, a melech hazal made that the din should be chayzer in order to benefit the baldava shouldn't be mafsit. That's a sheet of serif. And the rif holds lemaisa, that kumtai says, hey, since the gemara says that a mumcha is pata lemaisa in all cases, so the Rif holds enechinami. So since the dayan is potter, so the din will be chayzer by a mumcha lebezdin in all cases. The only time that you say the din is not chayzer is by a case where the dayan b'chayiv, where he's nasim v'nasim b'yad, with the dayan b'chayiv, so then Chazal didn't have to make the din shebichayzer because the baldav is not going to lose that anyway because the dayan will pay him back. That's a sheet of serif, and the Rambam also holds this way. And they're passing, like we said, alacha l'maisa like Rav Chisda. But the Rosh obviously can't hold this way because the Rosh holds that the dayan always will be chayiv because he holds that you're done din and degrami. You don't need nasim v'nasim b'yad to mechayiv the dayan. So the Rosh doesn't explain exactly what the svar of the chilti nasim v'nasim b'yad or not is. L'maisa, he doesn't passkin like Rav Chisda. But the Ramban, even though he goes with the Rif, he explains the svar, Lui de Mistafina, he says, without the divrei Rif, he would have said that the chilti nasim v'nasim b'yad is not a vart of being chayiv. That's not the vart. Not the pshat that whenever the dayan is going to be potter, Chazal made it be chayzer, and whenever the dayan is chayiv, that's what Chazal made it come din. That's not the vart. The chilik is in the takeif of the psak. If he passed him with such a tkifah that he was nasiv and nasim beyond, that makes a stark din, that makes a alimus that you can't be chayzer. It makes a stark in the psak that you can't be chayzer. So even if he'd be potter for a different reason, but the fact that he's nasiv and nasim beyond, he won't be able to be chayzer because that's a limus, it's a shtarkhead in the psak. Mashenkin loy nasim v'nasim b'yad, he just said it. If he just said it, you could be chayzer. I guess it's a gather like, you say, osi dib mavatel diber, but osi dib mavatel maisa. The psak was done on yidei and nasim v'nasim b'yad, it's a shtarkhead psak. Again, if it's a toib of a mishnah, it's not nishkim psak. It's a toib of shikol adas, you need a chazara. You can't be chayzer connected as a nasim v'nasim b'yad, as a maisa. Mashenkin, if all you did was said the psak, you could say that, now you chayzer, now you change the psak. So you could do it. The Rosh would have to go with this svar l'chayr or something similar, because the Rosh holds that the dayan is always chayiv. And still Rav Chisda is being mechalti nasim v'nasim b'yad and loy nasim v'nasim b'yad. But like we said, the Rosh doesn't pass like Rav Chisda altogether. The Rosh passes out the Rabbi, like if Nachman Rav Yosef had the chilek if he sees a mumcha, or if his gadol b'chach of a minion, that's the chilek in chazara. The Rif passes dafka like Rav Chisda, not like of Nachman Rav Yosef. But the chilek is that nasim v'nasim b'yad, since he's chayiv to pay, so the male they made it, it shouldn't be chayzer. Mashenkin loy nasim v'nasim b'yad, he'd be potter to pay, so they made it, he should be chayzer. And there's another sheet to Sushainim that doesn't pass in not like of Nachman, not like of Chisda, pass in Stafka like of Sheshis, that any Tais B'Shikal Adas is not Chayzer. That's the Rosh HaProkim of the Sugya. God break the Sugya in the Rishayim and Achrenim, but that's the Rosh HaProkim. Those are the three Terutzim of the Gemara and the Sheetis and Hasbeyim of the G'dayli Rishayim from the Ikka Sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.